This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
What do you do when you are afraid? And parents, how do you help your children when you can see fear in their eyes? When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. Psalm 56 verse 3. How did Jesus endure the terror of the crucifixion? He went first to the Father with his fears. Do you go to your Heavenly Father with your fears? Do the same. Don't avoid life's gardens of Gethsemane. Enter them. Just don't enter them alone. And while you're there, be honest. Pour out your hearts to God. Let Him see how afraid you are. Pounding the ground is permitted. Tears are allowed. And be specific. Because He is God, He knows what you need. Besides, His Son has been filled with fear before. And when you are afraid, He is the only one who can help you out of it. Go to Him with your fears, and you will come out rejoicing. God bless you.
Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Note down this quotation and read afterwards. That is Psalm 139. Read from chapter 1 to the last verse. The verse 1 to 24. Examine yourself. Sometimes our sins can block answers to prayer. Let the prayer of the psalmist be one of yours. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Remember, God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us. God is with us. And His greatest gift is to allow us to know Him. He is ready to search you. Examine yourself. And if you cannot find anything, ask God to search yourself. And then ask Him for forgiveness so that your prayers will be answered. God bless you. I am Belle Dollabille.
Welcome once again to the program, A Healthy You. Today, I have with me here Mr. Kwesi Intim. Last week, we started the topic, food. We discussed at length what food is. And we looked at the various sources of food. We saw that we have plant source, we have animal source. We also looked at how we process the foods. We looked at cooking, frying, grilling, baking, etc. And when it came to which one is the best process, I think the main issue here was it depends on what food you want to prepare. We also looked at junk food. We looked at healthy foods. I remember Dr. Dansu talking about ayelo or clay as food because some people eat it. Yeah. And we really talked a lot about it. Today, we are going to continue with the topic food. This is Healthy You. And as I said earlier, today we are going to continue our discussion on food. And I have with me here Kwesi Intim. Kwesi.
Yes, ma'am.
Last week, we talked extensively about food. And can you just, as a recap, can you mention your favorite fact that was given on the program so we can continue?
Yes, we did cover a lot last week. The favorite facts that I gathered were the ones on plant foods. Okay. Basing it on the simple fact that it is the food group that God initially ordained for His children. Plant foods are very important for the body, and anybody that has plant-based food in their diet is they're cutting the odds of getting diseases like heart diseases, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and also diabetes. Why? Because plant foods contain original elements created by God to replenish and restore the body itself. Okay. So when you eat plant foods, such as, foods that I'm really used to is, asparagus. Asparagus is a brain food. Okay. When you eat it, it helps you with your memory. It replenishes worn out tissues in the mind. It moistens, and also it builds the capacity of a healthy lifestyle. It's also easily digested and has fiber. The body needs fiber to help digestion, so you eliminate the risks of constipation, because constipation itself causes other diseases. Okay. When you have constipation, you're running the risk of getting headaches. The flow in your body is not as it should be. Okay. And when you eat plant foods, you become revitalized, such as fruits and vegetables. We spoke about antioxidants last week. So basing our diet majorly on plant food is very important for our health and growth. And that's my favorite part of last week's discussion. Mm. Yes.
We are blessed to have our other panel member, Dr. Dansu. Dr. Dansu, you are very much welcome to today's program.
Thank you, madam. Mm-hmm.
So you see, because doctor loves you so much, he wants to help you to learn so much. He had to leave the clinic to come. Doctor, we are blessed to have you.
Thank you, Madam Dollar Bill, and to our cherished listeners.
Yeah.
Last week's discussion, what actually sank in for me was the part about how we cook our foods.
Okay.
And how the process of cooking can either make us lose out on most of the nutrients that we are supposed to get. And then how the process we use to cook our foods can also serve as a catalyst or something to lead us to getting certain diseases like cancers and the hypertensions and the diabetes and the other chronic illnesses that we know. So that is one of the things that actually caught my attention. Mm-hmm. And the other one was when we were talking about the types of food that we usually have. And an issue came up with clay, mm-hmm. white clay, which we usually take in. And I think as the discussion went on, it became clear that the white clay, as at now, until maybe we get some form of evidence, does not provide any known nutrients which will be beneficial to the body. So it is important that we should try as much as possible to stay away from the white clay. I failed to mention this last week, but when Mr. Intim was talking, I heard him speak about constipation. Clay or sand, when we consume it in large amounts, can actually result in intestinal obstruction. Or
what does that mean?
Obstruction of the intestines, that blockage of the intestine. Mm-hmm. And that usually will come out as constipation.
Okay.
So you'll be constipated. Mm-hmm. Because the intestine through which food or digested, the end product of digested food goes through and then comes through other side is blocked. So in the process, you can't move your bowel.
Yeah.
And then you can have that. So
I think that's is caused also by the consumption of clay.
Yes, please.
Especially iron ore.
Yes, you can actually get that.
Okay. So would you now say that if somebody is running, the person should just grab one or two iron ore or clay and eat it before maybe coming to the hospital as first aid?
I wouldn't advise that, because we have scientifically proven medications for such purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, if you have a case of diarrhea, mm-hmm. or you're running, the best thing you can do is take in a lot of fluids, any fluid available. Mm-hmm. If there's drinks, you should take it. If there's cocoa, you should take it. If there's not hard liquor. Sorry. Not hard liquor.
Yeah, because someone listening will take.
Yes. So if there's cocoa, if there's soup, if there's rice water, if there's coconut water, you should take that and then get.
What about pineapple juice, orange juice?
You can take pineapple juice
when you are running.
The essence of you taking in the fluids is to replace whatever you are losing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and especially if the cause of the diarrhea is germs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you just grab... what you are doing is not the treatment.
Okay.
It's something you are doing before you get to the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get to the clinic and you are dehydrated, I think we spoke about dehydration the other time when we talked about water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you are not able to arrest your dehydration. Eventually, you cold pass on. So you should do that and then get to the hospital. Take care of your condition.
Next week's symptom, look for us. And then call your friends, call your loved ones to tune in, either on their radio sets or on their phones.
For any inquiries or contribution,
whatever,
you can contact us on +233 244.
You have been listening to a discussion on a
3528.
A continuation will be brought to you later.
235017. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of Hope.
Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion, and it's good enough for me.
It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas.
And it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion.
And it's good enough for me.
It was good for the prophet Daniel. It was good for the prophet Daniel. It was good for the prophet Daniel.
And it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion.
And it's good enough for me.
It makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody.
And it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion.
And it's good enough for me.
It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven.
And it's good enough for me.
Well, give me that
old-time religion.
Give me that
old-time religion.
Give me that
old-time religion. Good enough for me.
Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me.
Calling for you.
On the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you.
It is a pleasure to talk to the children of God. I want us to talk about something that I've captioned, Who Are You? Who Are You? In the time of Paul, he was a great missionary of Christ. He exercised so much that evil spirits were afraid of him. because he relied so much on God. And for that matter, the heavens acknowledge his presence at all times. And for that matter, I remember when some people saw what Paul and other disciples were doing, exorcising evil spirits, casting demons, and healing sickness and diseases. Somebody also wanted to do the same, but unfortunately, heaven did not know that person. So this man went to an evil spirit and told him, "In the name of Jesus, be out of this man." The evil spirit asked the person, "I know Jesus, I know Paul, but who are you?" It's the same question that I'm asking you. Who are you? Shall we pray? Everlasting Father, the time has come for your children to hear you. May you please speak through your servant, a champion. Let your children hear the sweet voice of Jesus, not the voice of a sinner, so that they will be edified as we prepare to wait for your second coming. Thank you for answered prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Brethren, there is something that our grandfather David said. When you take your Bible and flip to Psalm 34, verse number 18, David said, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save such as be of a contrite spirit." I'm asking you, who are you? Before God, do you have a contrite spirit? Is your heart broken? The broken heart here is not somebody who has been jilted by a loved one. No, but somebody who is humble enough, somebody who does not speak of himself, who does not glorify himself, but gives all the glory to Jesus Christ. That is the broken-hearted person we are talking about here. And that person has a spirit of contrition. That person has a contrite spirit. I'm asking you, if God is asking you, and I believe he's asking you at this moment, that is your spirit contrite? If no, then according to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 1, verse 18, indeed, God hates arrogance. God hates pride. That is why he has given us opportunity to come to him. So according to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 1, verse number 18, let's hear the word of God. "Come now, and let us reason together, serve the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." This is a merciful Father. We have been so proud enough. We have been so arrogant enough. Jesus sees us as people who don't have a spirit of humility. He's ready to offer us. That's why he is calling us to come to him and enjoy freely his spirit of humility. According to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus said, "All you who are heavy laden, come to me and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." Why is Jesus saying that we should learn of him? Because he is very humble. And for that matter, his yoke is very easy and gentle. So when we carry his yoke, we are not going to suffer any weariness. Brethren, God is calling us to come to him. God is telling us that we are not humble. And for that matter, we have to come to him and enjoy his presence of humility. Are we ready to do that? It's only Jesus who can offer us this humility. If we come to Jesus, God will see us as people who are humble, who are respectful, who are righteous, because our righteousness is just like a filthy rag before him. I want to end here by telling you that if we don't come to God, there is no way that we are going to enjoy his righteousness. There is no way that we are going to enjoy his humility. And it's only those who are righteous that Jesus is coming to take them home. I'm throwing a challenge at you. Who are you? Does God see you as a respectful person? Does God see you as somebody who is humble? No matter your rank in life, no matter your race in life, no matter your status in life, do you bully people with your office? Do you cheat people because of what you know? Who are you? How does God see you? Come to Jesus, my brother. Come to Jesus, my sister. Come to Jesus, brethren. And Jesus has opened his arm widely, that whoever comes to him, he will never reject that person. Divine Father, yes, we've acknowledged our sins, that they are too numerous for us to count them. We've been so pompous in life. We've cheated a lot. And before you, we are like filthy rag. Please forgive us our sins and iniquities. As our grandfather David said, renew our heart. Create in us a new heart so that we can follow your biddings. Thank you for answered prayers. In the name of Jesus, please let us be in your presence as people who are sinless because of Jesus. Thank you for answered prayers in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.